Wearing pink on Mother's
Day? You have two appointments.
Let's call to order the meeting of the Legislation Committee for Monday, April 5th, 2010. It's 1:35, so we're going to start relatively on time. We have legislators Burton Harcum, Ryan Burrows, Williams Alfreda, and Pinto Vito. And we'll first take up, there's two appointments that the Appointments Committee has reviewed and voted out of the Appointments Committee. So, Legislator Burton, Chair of the Appointments Committee, can you report on those?
Yes, please? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are recommending the appointment of Cheryl Archibald with an MD and MPH and a residence in New Rochelle as the acting commissioner of the Department of Health for a term to expire upon the appointment of a duly qualified commissioner of the Department of Health. And the second appointment is recommendation of Carrie M. Oristano of Scarsdale as the Commissioner of the Westchester County Department of Human Resources, similarly for a term to expire, Commissioner, but for a term to expire December 31, 2016. That is to say, the Commissioner of Human Resources actually has a fixed term.
6 years,
extends,
right?
Longer than the administration or obviously the sitting of this board, but we so recommend it.
Any comments, questions?
Mr. Chairman, I know there was a resume that came around. Could we just get a thumbnail sketch on the person that's being proposed as acting commissioner of as Commissioner of Human Resources?
Right. Well, as I recall, correctly, she was a deputy commissioner of Human Resources in White Plains.
Yes. She'd come over from White Plains had been there, I think, for 4 years. I must agree that the resume came in very late. And we were not, in fact, able to do that. Subsequently, however, I personally did review the resume, and I am personally satisfied that may not count for very much.
And but she also was employed in the private sector at Mone, Municipal of New York, mm-hmm. insurance company, in the labor law area as a labor issue.
Yes, she got into a discussion on that.
I guess the question was how much experience she had in the public sector, but she had experience on White Plains.
Yes.
She has the educational qualifications, because there were some that we had the last time we had an appointment. I wanted to make sure that was reviewed.
Well, I was not aware of that requirement. Did not ask.
I don't think there.
Well, I remember when we did it, there was a certain requirement.
For human resources.
For human resources, yes, sir. Well, and I'm just going and counting on my memory, which might be failing me, but I think, Bill, if you remember, there was an educational requirement. And I just want to make sure that we don't get into the same discussion and point of view once we make an appointment.
Ask Amelia to come in, please.
And I apologize for bringing that up at this meeting, but I just want to make sure that it's done rather than wait till tonight. Yes.
Interview. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think that's excellent point.
Thank you.
But again, that's something our staff, and we need to, we can't always have to rely on the administration. We should do it ourselves, but that's a good point. It's come up other times, other situations. Question. I mean, this is an appointment, because I believe the deputy is also appointed.
The
structure.
Brock Kine,
so the structure down there, a lot of the...
He was the acting commissioner.
Right, so next month. So I guess a concern I have, I don't know this person, a concern I have generally is, who's left, because this position, our office there, if I understand it right, deals with civil service throughout the county, right?
Yes.
So I mean, there's a lot of responses. So hopefully this person, to the point that was made, has a background in civil service law. The person may be very bright in this, but this particular, or if you have a good staff behind you working on it, but if Riccati's going, I don't know who else is left, but because it's not just us, it's the county, it's hundreds, thousands of employees, all the towns calling in.
I have jurisdiction over 10,000 employees.
All right, so it's a big job, and if Brancati's going, I don't know who's left down there.
Yeah, to that point, there are still a number of people who have been longtime employees.
But Rosemary left? She left?
I don't know, but Sue and the rest of them, I believe, are still there. So.
Rosemary Pagano left, and yes. Brancati left.
But there are others that are still there that certainly, I think, would lend...
I don't know that any of that would impact on the decision to hire or confirm this person or not. Yeah. In fact, it probably would be the opposite. You want to at least get a head in there so that the head can start pulling
put things together.
It's like it's 4 years of White Plains. Well, I guess at some point you want to have some understanding.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, in my personal memory of the appointment of Paul Redzeman, who had, to my personal knowledge, no experience whatsoever in personnel management in the municipal environment, but had considerable experience in private market. And she was not appointed as the head of personnel department, but as the it was personnel rather than not human resources. But Amelia, the question is original on the appointment of the head of human resources. Did we get a resume finally from them?
Yes, we did. That when she was midway through her background.
Yeah. Legislator Pinner has raised the issue as to whether or not there is a requirement in the law for her to have certain degrees or educational background. Are you aware of anything like that? Well, you're not aware of it, or you say there is none?
I'm not aware of it.
Law is here. If you want to check law.
I'm sorry? Who's here?
I'm law.
Ah!
There is none. I'm 99% certain. Right. There's no education.
Could I ask then that you and Amelia caucus on this matter, and I will... promise the committee that should we find out that there's something that would prevent her appointment, that I will personally recommit it.
Yeah, that's
okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a very good point because
I remembered when we had the interview process before, there was a question about degrees.
There was.
Yeah. And an educational requirement.
This is when Paula came in?
Yes.
Yeah, there was
I've been here that.
There was definitely a discussion that went on. And it focused on Paula, and what was being suggested at the time, a lack of credentials.
Yes.
And it was enough of a discussion to, you know, kind of spill out onto the floor here and involve some comments from upstairs. So.
Would you like me to request a job specification, if possible?
Oh, if that would be appropriate, but what we need to do is have it answered by 5:30. So if you would do what you need to do in order to reassure us or cause us to...
I can also get these...
I'm looking at the charter online, and it just says, as head of the Department of Human Resources, the Commissioner of Human Resources, the Commissioner of Human Resources shall be a person qualified for the practical operation of personnel administration. But it does not...
Say what the qualifications are?
No, it does not say what those are.
Well, let's take that at least one lever leaper, if you could, because it seemed to me that there's got to be something a little bit more specific than that. I can't imagine the administration
just
pull somebody out of thin air
and
so check with the administration.
Because I know we had just barely discussed civil service requirements.
Right.
If that was one of the jobs.
What section do you have?
179.
Yeah,
0.01.
The county executive shall appoint as head of the Department of Human Resources the Commissioner of Human Resources. The Commissioner of Human Resources shall be a person qualified for the practical operation of personnel administration. It shall be the duty of the Commissioner of Human Resources to faithfully carry out all provisions of state and local law applicable to the position as well as all valid requirements of the county executive. The Department of Human Resources shall be headed by a Commissioner of Human Resources. Mm-hmm. Who shall continue to exercise all the powers and duties of a personnel officer of Municipal Civil Service Commission pursuant to New York State Civil Service Law and the laws of Westchester County.
Well, then a question that I would then address to our county attorney is in that it could very well be that this is a continuation of what I think we viewed for a long time as someone operating in a dual capacity, satisfying a requirement here in the charter, as well as being the extension of the state system here. So I think that the only question I would then ask is, does the state have any requirements with respect to who it is that serves in this kind of position here as an extension of the state system? Absent that, I think we're all right.
I'm sure we'll find Bill in the committee interview.
Well, also
she has experience
in law and some experience in public sector employment law.
Right,
so subject to checking the state law.
Well, if we could look at the state law and talk to the administration about whatever qualifications and vetting they had done in the process, and I'll assume that this will be okay unless by 5:30 I hear back from you that there's an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
And this
for
is
both persons?
For both persons.
Any questions about Dr. Archibald?
She's eminently qualified.
Yes. Met her at the retirement party for Patsy Yang.
Yep.
I think Judy would be here to speak.
Yes, I think we were all very impressed. All
right. So you're moving both?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Okay. Second by Legislator Williams. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Next item is the third iteration of this proposed amendment to the Compensation Advisory Board law, which basically provides this. We're not considering, proposing, or even thinking about any salary increase.
Say that louder, please, Mr. Chairman.
This year.
We, not capital
we are
N-O-T.
Going to amend the law so that a Compensation Advisory Committee does not have to be formed in 2010, which would otherwise be required.
Mr. Chairman, this is perhaps the shortest law I have ever seen come before this committee, and it would be appropriate.
Second?
I second.
Any
discussion?
You can't argue against your own motion,
no,
Marty.
Listen, it's changed.
Why brought this up?
Wait, I know, and it's been made, it has been made better.
I beg to differ. Mr. Rogowski has the right to argue.
No, he does.
It's been rearranged. It's been rearranged so it reads better and it's more understandable. Let me start at the end just so it's clear, because I'm not sure it's complete. If you read Section 4, it's saying the consultant shall report to the commissioner and the county board on a monthly basis in writing on the progress of the evaluation, which assumes that the consultant's doing, the preparation of RFPs that the consultant's doing, the selection of the vendors and implementation of the plan.
What law?
Here's the law.
This has changed. Oh, okay. I'm looking. All right. So you changed all this. All right. Because I had fine.
This
all
law.
Right. Oh, this law.
Yes.
All right.
What law are you looking at?
Oh, this is the one that the company. This is the one. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I grabbed the wrong one. I don't know. This is come. Okay. But that's what we did. Okay. No problems. I'm sorry. I ran in. I haven't had lunch. I grabbed the wrong law.
And don't forget your
it
picture.
Happens.
It happens.
It happens.
So this one I have no problem with.
Any other comments? Committee report okay?
Yes.
Chairman, in order to allow Mr. Rogowski to sponsor his own law, I would withdraw my motion and ask the secretary
to withdraw it. I'll second it.
I'll move it.
And,
thank you.
Then I'll second it now.
This is your vote?
Never want to argue against my own. This is your vote? It's just, which one are you looking at? No.
Different laws.
Who's this
one? Marty.
I withdrew.
Is there any other discussion? Can we all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None.
That's right. That was my recommendation.
Main topic for today is Westchester Renewed, and we have some.
Now we have more time. Now we have more time to deal with.
Just put it up for
discussion. So moved on the minutes.
Time you're up.
Yeah, okay. It's only
so
one page.
So we're skipping ahead to the minutes.
I'll second the minutes.
On March 29th?
I'll be right back.
That's the only one I have in front of me.
Yep.
Do we have others?
Is there a second?
Yeah, I did.
You're a second?
I did.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay. Back. And now, Westchester.
Now
what we got is, which we'll make copies of, the last meeting issues, some questions were raised as to what prior work had been done, particularly Westchester 2000. And there was a report done by Westchester 2000 back in 2000. Earlier, 1991, which had a list of proposed charter revisions. And that even predates UVO, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I think we ought to take some time to look at these, not today, but during the course of the week, and just see what was proposed and if anything was ever adopted. The other, and I think that's this. So this Westchester 2000 Inc. the bottom line, which has a section that says County Charter and Code Revision Study, was the only part of Westchester 2000 that really addressed Westchester County. My recollection is being very heavily involved in looking at this proposal with respect to towns, villages, and school districts. And the relationship between them. Anybody have any other recollection of Westchester 2000? Well, yes.
In the day when I was involved in these matters, it was all about the...
Mr. Chairman, point of information, if those of you who've gotten your this month's or quarterly, it is Westchester Historian.
Yes.
Got it on the plane yesterday. There's a wonderful
yes.
historical breakdown of how Westchester came to be with all of our towns, villages,
right.
and cities yeah. going all the way back to the beginning. It was actually very interesting. You know, why we have six villages in Greenberg, which I never really understood why. And it went through year by year how it all happened. So it's...
That's the pamphlet that comes out every quarter, right?
Yeah, it's a magazine.
Oh, magazine. Yeah.
And it really...
It was
very good. So I mean this history, and then it came up to 1975 where Harris became the town village, and my son, when he's asking about it, said, well, this may be history, but I was part of that history. I passed petitions. That's what it's getting a little close to
I remember the difference between the front door and the back door.
It's history, but I was there for that history.
Right. The difference between the front door and the back door.
Yeah.
Well, is it possible that who didn't? Did everyone get that order?
Afraid you read it? Yeah.
Can we distribute a copy?
Is it on the website?
It was in the magazine, the Westchester
Historian. Westchester Historian. It's usually a green color.
I went through the whole thing filled with Sing Sing and Ah Sing.
Yeah.
It's the county historic? Westchester Historic Society.
We got yes, Patty. She's grouped out there.
I mean, I have something to make copies, but it was very good. It just,
I probably have it somewhere.
As a general bag. We went through the whole thing.
No,
town Irvington, Hardsley, why Hartsdale hasn't, you know. Well, the Hamlets. That was really...
goes back to 1680.
Goes back all the way back. No, before that. Goes back to the Revolutionary War and Westchester and the Bronx took their stuff. But it goes all the way back to how the towns and then how county had nothing to do. You know, the almshouse for the poor with the county roll.
And the prison.
I mean, the almshouse were the only two things. Allocate money for the...
No, it's just, I say, just, it's just interesting.
They had to close down their incinerators, all the towns.
But basically, this was predate zoning, but it was control. And the fire, interesting, every time there was a fire, the first thing created was a fire district. And with all the districts, but fires create the need to create a fire
district.
And the villages, they wanted control. The towns weren't doing enough for people in their part of the town, so we went to control. Then there was a fire, and they made the village. So, I mean, you can see how things
evolved.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the villages.
The fires were a major cause for
people lived in the villages. The cows lived in the town.
Is it town?
He was a supervisor as opposed to
someone was spending money in their part of the town. People, the other part of the town says we're not getting
the same services and benefits.
Right. Cows lived in the town. Did they vote?
No.
But it went right through Greenberg, have village by village,
Vermont.
Tarrytown stole Irvington lost. Tarrytown stole
Washington Irving's Washington
homestead
Irvington,
and put it to Tarrytown. So then Irvington's, we better incorporate before we lose something else. Yeah. I mean, you know, we went through,
and New York City took the Bronx
yeah.
From Westchester.
Took away from Eastchester.
And then how Yonkers
Eastchester
got started.
Went all the way down to City Island.
But you know, Rye and Peekskill became a city after. Portchester was going to become a city in 1932 when Governor Roosevelt vetoed it. And I thought that was the last action, but Peekskill and Rye City became cities after that.
Rye City is recent.
That's the history of the board behind the chairman's chair. When you look at
the number of towns.
Why the names, why certain names are out of order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, could you ever explain to me why they alphabetized the ends the way they did? New, and then North. But the Newcastle and...
We're having a historical discussion.
Sorry.
Must have been. Couldn't have been. We met, actually, the man who did the carving for the last man.
Left Mount Kisco off. When Mount Kisco was a village, and you'll notice villages aren't listed.
Right.
When it became a coterminous town village, now it was to be listed. And they had to find a craftsman who could come in and put in Mount Kisco.
Well, villages weren't represented on the board.
Right. It was only towns.
But all you'll see up there at the time.
The cities had multiple representatives.
Was
depending on how big they were.
Yeah.
But they always had one.
But it's talked about Boss Ward, you know, Ward Pounder, you know, Boss Ward created, you know, really the whole park system. And anything like that. Well,
sure. It has an amazing history.
Well, the other report that's interesting is this Government at the
Enough of history.
Government at the Crossroads, page 51, lists a number of issues involving county government. One of them, let me just read them. They're interesting. Strengthening communication among county and local governments in the school districts. Strengthening the voices of local government in the decision-making process of county government. The lack of proper county representation at the state level.
He has something else.
Redistricting plans and the disregard of municipal lines. Levels of responsibility among governments. The next one's pretty interesting. Micromanagement at the legislative branch of county government.
Oh, cool. Who does that?
Revaluation and assessment of real property, still an issue. Stipends and the county board of legislators. Terms of office and caps on terms for county officials. The inequities of service delivery. The inequities in the share of the tax dollar among governments. Mandated state programs which are not funded. Housing and the responsibilities for it. Entitlement programs and their costs. Government and private sector relationships. Hidden taxes and the cost to the taxpayer civil service reform. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, as they say.
What's the year on that?
2000.
Oh, Marty.
Some of these issues are still with us.
We did consolidate sewer districts.
Yeah. Operational
side. Operational side, yeah. That's, that was one of the recommendations.
And then the other thing we want to look at is the fiscal cost of establishing a charter revision commission, but I don't think we have any information on that, do we?
Well, what I would say, I mean, we can discuss it, but I think that I'm going to, let me just lay out something briefly. 2 years ago, when I first looked at this, we approached the McCallion Institute. And at the time, we unofficially asked them for their take on this, almost as if they were responding to an RFP. And they came back with a figure of about $65,000. And I've always been hesitant, especially in recent months, to put that out there, because I don't want to put out a figure that is too high or too low, because ultimately we would decide as to what types of resources we think we would be willing to commit to this commission. But in any event, we know it's possible to at least go back to them and get a updated take on the part of the McCallion Institute as to their view as to what this kind of thing would cost.
Did we give them an RFP what we expect them to do, or
no? I just put into their hands, myself, Mike Modio at the time. We put into their hands. In fact, the fellow that used to be there escapes my name. My recollection.
Before Les Diamond? Before.
Yeah, Les was part of it at the time. Who's the fellow left recently?
Begins with an M.
Brian Nicholson.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, Brian. Okay, so Brian was part of the feedback back to us, and I'm sure Les probably has a copy of what was presented to us. Mike Amodio may in fact have a copy of it, but the important point that I remember being made was we were looking for like a ballpark. They came back with a ballpark of 65 a year, so we can put that on the table. But actually, in my covering memo, trying to look at the respective responsibilities of our two committees, legislation I saw having the responsibility for the substantive aspects of the legislation, taking care of all the different types of issues and questions that came up that were non-financial. And then the reason why the covering memo speaks to the need to refer this to budget, which happened back early to mid-February, was that the budget committee could deal with the question of the amount of resources to be devoted to it.
And this isn't being referred to the government operations and efficiency.
No, because there's nothing for them to really to decide, as specifically, once again, it's not driven by government officials. We don't have policy questions to take up as a legislature as to what we'd like to see them come back with. This is strictly non-government official driven. We know how the government works, so there's a reason why we have some connection to it. We had a discussion a couple weeks ago about why there are some ex officio members here, but primarily to get people who know how government works to be at least in a position to consult with the commission. That committee let's just project ahead, that committee would still be in operation, I would assume, and probably would be the committee that we would refer any recommendations coming back from the commission to. And certainly, it would seem to be the appropriate committee to take that to. But at this point, I don't see where they have any other role. It specifically is asking for a citizen-run committee. Just a footnote: I've in recent weeks I've heard that there is some reservation that there might be citizens on this, and I would remind the greater community that last I looked, they weren't filing cabinets; they were citizens that usually were on boards, commissions, agencies. Let me think now: the Board of Legislators, the state legislature, Congress. These are citizens. I understand part of the concern might be that there is a radical, perhaps unknowledgeable fringe that exists out there that might weigh in on this. Well, I think it all goes back to the appointment process. These are important appointments. I know that there are a number of people that I could think of that are constituents of mine of District 5 that are very responsible that I could consider, and I think that would be the process that legislators would go through. There are also other appointing entities, and I would hope that they would take the appointment seriously as well, and put someone in that's going to be a positive addition to the commission, not a destructive influence. So those are just some brief comments back to why I think budget, and we can help them along with it, maybe in a joint meeting, but budget and our fiscal staff needs to probably weigh in on the amount of resources that we could dedicate to this. Maybe we want to get another take by the McCallion Institute, certainly not limiting the action to them, but they would give us at least an indication from their view as to what it would cost today in 2010 rather than 2008. And finally, the point about our new committee that we have on savings and efficiency, they have a lot of work to do, and they're probably going to be working on our ideas as officials and also ideas that come from the administration. There may be some other sources, but one of the things that we don't want a citizen-run charter revision commission doing is just waiting for a committee of elected officials to make decisions to weigh in on what this commission should do or not do. That, to me, would defeat the purpose.
What's the... I might have missed this. What was the $65,000?
I think, Judy, it's in short, it's just there's a fiscal implication to this because the legislature does have an involvement in the sense that after appointments are made and we pass this legislation, appointments are made, we have to decide how much in resources we will devote to the operation.
From the bare minimum, staff person,
yeah,
or,
you know,
okay.
You could staff it. You could staff it at different levels, but we did reach out initially to get some independent view from people who actually do this kind of thing. What do you think it would run? Mm-hmm. And McCallion came back 2 years ago and said it's probably about $65,000 a year. And of course they put that into the context of their ongoing operation and the things they're already involved with and what they already have set up.
Was that in response to a proposal with the same size committee, the same composition?
Actually, that was just that basically was just a discussion where probably the committee size was smaller, if I remember correctly. But just a general discussion with them.
But this would be something they would be asked to put?
Is there anything back from the writing, or is it just an oral?
Yeah, there was a writing, yeah.
Maybe we can get a hold of
it. Was it something they were being asked to pay?
No.
Oh, no, what they would charge government.
Oh, what they would charge, right. Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
okay.
To hold this thing together and to
if
to
they
provide
were to be the ones who, okay,
the back office kind of.
I mean, somebody has to do background work for this
yes,
committee.
Yes, got it. So if they were to do this as a project, it would cost about, okay. For running.
What does everybody think about the composition of the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Each legislator appointing someone?
Never mind. I have something else to add.
Okay, just...
You follow this train.
Is there any questions about how the committee would be composed?
Well, I had a question, if no one else is going to say anything, Bill, if I may, through the chair. Sure. Someone asked me about... this would have to be, any charter change would have to be done probably through a referendum. And someone, I don't have an opinion on this, I'm just asking the question, mm-hmm. The wisdom of having a charter revision referendum at the same time as a political election.
Yeah.
Is that a positive thing or is that a negative thing?
Well, I don't know. Let's take a little bit more detailed look at this. Suppose there were recommendations that came back. Maybe one required, a change in the, say, in a local law, and another was clearly an item that required a countywide referendum. Those recommendations, and this goes back to an earlier comment I had made about the timing, those recommendations would come back to the legislature, and then. Once it's in our lap, obviously one of the judgments that the board is going to make is whether or not it wants to approve this for referendum purposes. So it's not that it would go, the commission would frame something and then it would go automatically to the next general election standards referendum. There's an important consideration and debate process that goes on once it comes back here to the legislature. I don't know. I guess it depends on, it depends on the nature of the change, and also it's not likely that the changes would be immediate because, as you say, it's in at least the Board of Legislators would be up for re-election. What if one of the changes was a reduction in the number of people who represent Westchester's 1 million population in a legislative body? What if the recommendation was to create a board of commissioners with 7 commissioners? You could probably do it in a year when you're electing legislators, but you have it take effect perhaps 4 years down the road, or with sufficient transition time that would allow you to evolve into the new form. I don't think you would do it incident. So it's a good point that you raised. My guess is that any change like that would take effect. Something that large might take 2 or 3 years more before you reach the effective date.
Understand the focus or the ambit of this committee's responsibility, looking at the charter and the local law. I take it would focus on the charter itself and the administrative code and not get into all the local laws.
That would be my guess, yeah. And I think what we probably, when we look at expectations, we probably could expect that a working, well-intentioned group of people sitting on charter revision might take up the big questions. And
well,
I don't know how
long legislators term limits. Like that.
I mean, the whole point about a county executive. We have a county with 1 million people and a county executive. There are models that we're all aware of across the country where they take out of politics that position, they put into place a paid administrator, and they're running the executive functions of a county that, in some cases, are 3 times the size of Westchester. Is that a good model for Westchester County? What are the pros? What are the cons? These are things that I think the commission could take a look at. Now, it might make a recommendation, but once again, we have to keep in mind that that's what these things are. They're just recommendations back to the legislature for us to take. But it allows people across this county to get involved with a legal process that puts them in position to provide meaningful input. Does it mean these changes are going to be made? You got to get past the legislature first, and then you got to get past the countywide referendum.
Any reaction from the minority leader, minority whip?
The supportive young fellow over here?
Well, no, any reaction on your side of the aisle to this?
We would support anything where we're looking and reviewing the books, the charter over here. I mean, I don't think there's any problem on our side of the aisle.
Okay.
Sure. The city of Yonkers. And
by
the
way, just to interrupt. I just did speak with Phil. I thought that legislation on the term limits that you brought in was already submitted, and I know
not yet.
It wasn't,
no,
so it will be shortly.
Oh, I'll try again.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Discuss
everything. The city of Yonkers has had several charter revision commissions and panel, as I understand it, under city law. Am I right about this, Gordon? By the mayor. The city of Yonkers has had several charter revision commissions impaneled by the mayor at his determination.
The mayor can impanel a board at any time. The legislative body can also, but it has to be subject to a vote.
But not a veto by the mayor.
And you wind up having, in Yonkers, we've had battling charter revision committees being set up. So.
Assuming that we could get by that particular obstacle.
What obstacle?
Westchester.
What's the obstacle again?
The obstacle is the battling charter revision commissions, and by suggestion, a battle between the city council and the mayor over the issue of charter revision. Assuming we get by that, would you think that model, after all, Yonkers is the fourth largest city in the state and is 25% of this county, it seems to be rather quick impaneling and not so long report time coming back. I recall if these things were impaneled in late winter and you had a
John
referendum.
Spencer and Phil Amaconi have both employed charter revision committees, and because they wind up selecting a majority of it, if they were in favor of something, the committee would meet and they would, within a couple of months, do the appropriate study, and they would be on the charter committee's board, and they would pass it, and then it would be subject to a vote.
Right, to a referendum.
Yeah.
From the limited amount of experience I had watching the New York City Charter Revision Commission in years past, where they eliminated the Board of Estimate and some of the other things, that this is not a complicated process, but the questions arriving at the answers can be complex. But a governmentally initiated body can be convened rather promptly if you really want to do it. And that the structure is independent of anything. There's no law that previously exists. So I'm just wondering why we just don't put this out for discussion in public for, say, 3 or 4 weeks and then get to it.
May I just ask you a question?
Not pass the law, but just put it out.
Yeah.
No, when you two guys were engaging in dialogue, you said it's not too difficult that them would go out for a referendum with city council approval, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just because
the commission does not activate
the
anything.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I understood the answer to your question about once the two mayors and the committee who they controlled with the appointments came back with a report. I thought Gordon said it would then go out for a referendum, but without city council members.
I don't know if it was subject to the city council.
I want to ask that question.
I don't think it was. On hindsight, I don't
think
it was.
Well, we certainly know.
So you mean to tell me, if I may just conclude on, so that what we're talking about might be something different between what the city of Yonkers was entertaining to do, and that was a mayoral-led committee or a commission for public referendum, whereas this would be pretty much a board-led and be subject to board approval before it got done.
We would not run into conflict with the county executive having either a different slant on this or for some other reason we would wind up with dueling commissions. I would think not. But I mean, we would certainly discuss it.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it.
Let's make the assumption that we can do that.
One body controlling one level of government and the other body controlling the other.
We have various appointment structures that the bill is already structured. I just think that we've been...
What's your... you had a good proposal.
Well, my proposal is simply, let's put it out for a public hearing. Let's put the idea out. Not an official structure, but the idea out. With Bill's skeleton of a structure, not skeleton, it's a detailed structure.
Well, it's a detailed structure.
As a matter, not of legislation, but of proposal. And then let's talk to them. Let's have a hearing in May where we get people to come in. Not the board hearing where you're limited to a total of 30 minutes, but something like our budget hearings, where we take this two or three times around the course of a couple of weeks, around the county. And just let's get going. Really, what I guess is somewhat frustrating. Bill's much more polite than I am, but I sense that Bill has some frustration in this matter.
I guess the only difference that I have with that is that I'm kind of convinced. It's been 70 years since there was a full blown examination of this. I think we've been living in times where we have everybody and his grandmother suggesting that things need to change. And what if we did this, or what if we did that, or what if we added this, or what if we eliminated that? We live in those times. And with that as a backdrop, we've had some very responsible organizations, not the least of which are some of the League of Women Voters, the Citizens Budget Advisory Committee. We've had different neighborhood organizations. One of the most prominent that always provides us with input is the TVCC of Scarsdale. And Bill Kay was very prominent at our hearings and meetings during the putting together the 2010 budget. There are groups in Northern Westchester. I met with some principals a few weeks ago. Everybody seems to think that there are things that could be done. And done perhaps differently or better. They're not exactly sure what those things are. They don't know how their neighbors feel about it, what ideas their neighbors have. There is frustration on the part of the public right now because clearly they didn't think that government at any level was really performing for them. And when the focus this past election was county government, some believe that they weighed in and gave their point of view on the executive leadership of the county. There's a lot of different things going on, but I tell you, I'm convinced right now that if we kind of put this out in the street, we pretty much would get the reaction back from, should it be looked at? Should we provide an opportunity to have these things discussed? Should we involve the public? I think we're going to get a lot of yeses. I don't think we're going to get a lot of nobody's interested and everything is fine. But even if you got nothing, the thing is this: it could very well be that we as officials understand that from time to time you can make some changes to improve systems and make them more efficient, more economical. We don't have the luxury of existing in isolation. We interface with the localities with respect to service delivery, and we interface on the other side with the state because we are the state's managing partner for service delivery at this particular tier of government, the regional delivery. So I would think that officials would say from time to time you should do this. Nassau County, for example, other counties have in their law where they do this every 10 years. That could be a good thing to think about as well. But I think that one of the things that we should always do is recognize that there's a tremendous resource that helps us in our jobs, and that is the tremendous number of people out there in Westchester County that are very caring and knowledgeable. And my bet is that we can get enough of them to participate in an important project like this and really make a meaningful contribution to the discussion. Sorry.
It's pretty cool, though. It's regularly still close.
But the thing is, I suspect they're out there, and I think that you know, we could wait. The only concern I have about waiting is there, right from the beginning, there's been this call for more immediate action. And the calendar I laid out in this proposal, some people might not understand, and some of the people in the business community didn't understand it, but it's pretty immediate. A year goes by quickly.
Yeah.
And you know, as soon as you get engaged in it, you see how quickly it is. So even this timetable would allow them to do the work, come back to us with some recommendations anyway. We could then make a judgment as to whether or not we wanted to panel them to continue on. But it would also give us time from, say, April of 2011 through June. And I don't know what the cutoff is, but at some point there's a cutoff. And we miss that cutoff. We don't get the opportunity to put anything up. Should we choose and identify something that is good and we'd like to have it acted on immediately, let the voters of Westchester weigh in on this. Is this a good change? Do they agree with this? We would miss that cutoff. A report that comes back, I would dare say, a report that comes back to us in July or August probably now does not get taken up by anyone until 14 months later, the election of 212.
What does the charter say?
About what?
About empaneling a charter revision committee.
It's silent.
I'm not sure the charter says anything.
Yeah, it's I think the county executive can't do it on its own.
I think you got to look to what state, what maybe it's in the general municipal law, maybe it's in the county law, actually.
I thought there was something in the charter that allowed
it. Yeah, I think the charter grants the legislature the power.
We really have to find out before we proceed.
It doesn't mandate it.
Huh?
Doesn't mandate it.
I mean, well, I think both this legislative body as well as the county charter has the right.
Well, charter commissions.
Yeah, my suggestion was sort of preliminary to that. It was to throw it out on the table, let people have a go at it. Have three hearings: one in the southern part of the county, one in the middle part of the county, one in the northern part of the county. No, nothing binding. No dollar figures attached to it. No commitments to anything, but to find out whether the public...
You know what I would rather see?
What?
With all due respect,
sure.
I'd rather see the commission holding the hearings. And I'd rather have them putting the word out, public, come to us. Talk to us about your government. Talk to about the system of services that are in place. What is it that you feel that government should be doing for you? What does it do well? What does it do... I would say put that responsibility into the hands. I think we're beyond... The point where we have enough evidence on the table that this kind of thing is worth doing. I think we're really beyond that. But I think that what you're asking, I don't think should be the input that causes us to take the action to create the commission. I think at that point you're collecting valuable input for the commission to be using.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would kind of agree. I'd hate like heck to just have a meeting or public hearings, and then have to say, do we put our name behind what's presented for the public hearing? Are we confident that everybody, or at least the legislation committee, is confident in signing this out for a public hearing without revisions as presented? And what would be the charge of a public hearing without knowing?
I wouldn't propose.
There are questions within the confines of the act. Yeah. That would say, you know, I would have a question about B, the chairman shall appoint the chairperson, and then the committee themselves appoints the vice chairperson and the secretary. I don't know whether this board would feel comfortable with one person, the chairman, being given that privilege of appointing a chairperson of a charter revision committee. I don't know that we would sit there and agree that all 17 of us have to have a person on the board.
That's a good
until
story,
such time as we have a full discussion here, and then I'd be proceeding along with a vote and say, you're either going to do it, fish and cut bait, and then have that commission go out there and set public hearings with some charge, with some information, with some definite questions, with some certainly the expertise that they would bring to the commission of saying we're looking at Westchester 2000, everybody's looking at consolidating, everybody's looking at how do we cut costs, how do we cut corners and still provide services that are needed, and then have those specific items be brought to their attention through vis-a-vis public hearings. But that's my only, that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks, Mr. Chair. To both your points, I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I don't think by us having a hearing first that the commission can't have their own hearing. I think we're trying to get two different sets of information. I think the first set of information that we as legislators need is what type of panel that the citizens best feel would meet this need.
But
and
that's
what
my point, Peter. My point.
And then the panel can go out. To Bill's point, and then they can solicit public opinion on the specific changes.
But Peter, that's my point. Without passing an act that establishes the commission, and then going out and after passing it out before it's voted upon, establish the need for three public hearings, much the same as we did with sewer district, much the same we did with the affluent effluent. We held public hearings all over before we acted or disacted on it. And my point would be either pass something out, an act, and establish three public hearings if you have to in different quadrants with the information that you're passing and saying come back and feel. Yeah, the public has to have an opportunity to come in on what we're passing.
Right, that's
Bill's
point.
But that's not what he's saying because we're not giving them an act. We're not giving them something that this
sure,
board...
That's what Bill said.
No, you float this.
You float this.
It just says float it out.
Yes.
Without passing something, I don't know that a public hearing is proper to have. Without passing,
you can call it a public discussion,
yeah,
a public meeting.
Hearing, you can
but
call
I think I think to Legislator Burton's point is let's get public input on how we. I think Bill has done a great job at formulating a proposal. But if we want public input on the charter, let's get some public input on Bill's proposal to see if we can refine it. You don't have to call it a public hearing, but I would get John Jay Middle School like we did for the budget. Come on up and say we're considering a charter revision commission. This is the basis for what we're thinking of doing so far. You know, give us your feedback. What would you foresee as a membership? What would you like the items to be? I mean, we're kind of speaking the same thing, but I think we're allowing the public to give us some assistance in shaping what Bill has already done, and it's just tweaking it from that point on.
Let me just back up for a second and two items. Let's ask the county attorney if she's got any views on the ability of whether the charter provides any provisions for charter revision, or is it in some other law?
It's not in the county charter. It's in New York State. Municipal Home Rule law, County Charter Law,
right.
Which says that the County Board of Supervisors may, by resolution, provide that an amendment of the County Charter be prepared by a Charter Commission appointed by or pursuant to such resolution. Now, I would suggest that resolution isn't really law, that it be done by an act.
But I've seen that provision, but my question is, that seems to imply that the board knows what the amendment will be and says, please prepare an amendment to the charter that says the following. It's open-ended?
Yes.
Can you read that again, please?
Would you,
pass it over or whatever.
No, she reads well. That's good.
Bill, this was something sent to you. Do you have
I don't know whether I have that with me today.
I just want to make sure you're up.
I think so. I think it is completely silent. I think that's right. So we'll try to find it, Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Did amendment be prepared by a charter commission appointment?
Okay.
I'd like to see all the language, but do you have the whole volume or no? No. Well, we could get it. Meanwhile,
I think we're working off the fact that there is a charter,
yeah.
And now provision in the law has to be made for how that charter.
Where is the provision for changing the charter? It's not in the county charter.
Right.
It's in the municipal home.
And I think the county attorney just told us where it is.
And I was, Bill Pepe mentioned to me that he sat on one of the Yonkers Charter Revision Commissions.
Two of them.
So one, maybe you could share how it was done, what happened, what the experiences were, and not, you know.
This was in the early 80s. I mean, it's a long time ago, so my memory had some of the particulars isn't all that clear. But it was appointed by Angelo Martinelli at a time that the mayor was still a legislative mayor. I don't think that the appointees had to be cleared through the council, but I think as a matter of political due diligence, the mayor took input from people. He selected the chair. I think the other officers on the committee, co-chair and all, were selected by the committee themselves. Once they were impaneled and underway, they made their own route. They set their own hearings, place time, public notice. They took input, met afterwards to discuss it, you know, continued the process. And at the end, certainly any legislator or the mayor was, you know, welcome at any point in time to go in and add their own point of view.
Where did their recommendations go?
The recommendations went to
City Council?
They came back to the mayor and then to the City Council. But ultimately, they, you know, followed ballot format and were put on the ballot and became referendum.
When you say they followed ballot format, the recommendations did?
No. They followed the ballot schedule to be put on the agenda for the next election.
Oh, in other words, timing-wise, if there were anything.
And were there any revisions made as a result of the commission's
hearing? Sure, that's the,
they went with the strong
executive
mayor.
Strong mayor came about at the initially.
Term limits?
Not on the commission I was on, no.
They do have
term limits for the
that was later. Very well aware. When legislative boroughs referred to term limits in the dueling commissions, that was after. Ours were much more specific.
But that did come up during subsequent commission.
Ours were the first after many years. The first was to create a strong mayor, and the second changed us from 12 wards to 6 districts. And the first was not successful. The second was. Subsequently, another commission went back to strong mayor, and that was successful. So my role on there was, I was the assistant to the mayor. I'm not an attorney, but I was the assistant to the mayor and just a member of that commission. So that's as much as I can.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Just a question, Phil. Just was that, you mentioned the word focus. Was the charge this commission, was it like totally open-ended, or was it examine a strong mayor form, examine term limits?
No, it was examine strong mayor, change in government, what form might be better for us. You know, other cities our size had experimented with city
Okay, but it was the issue of form. It was the issue of the form of government. So it was
change was, maybe we should be looking at a way of changing the way we operate. Should we go from a legislative mayor to an executive mayor?
Okay.
Other cities like ours have adopted that form and seem to be succeeding and not having the problems we're having. If you may recall, Yonkers had had a history prior to that of epic battles between a legislative mayor, a strong strong by form of bully pulpit, and city managers who were strong by force of office. And those really were very, they were not productive for the city during those years, the late 70s and early 80s. And ultimately, strong mayor really did come to be a much better way of doing business. But it took some battling to have it done. Everybody had something. Everybody had a piece of the steak, as you might imagine. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my colleague over there from Tuckahoe is concerned about my silence. So let me make a couple of comments.
He's mine.
To take a somewhat counter position from everyone, including my good friend over here, let me just put something else on the table. Just, you know, we're just sitting around talking here. And I may be getting a little, I don't know what the word is. It's 70 years since this charter was looked at. 7 years ago, county government is a lot different, I think, than it is today. The whole world is a lot more complicated.
Were you elected?
Yeah, I feel like I was. Just a whole different approach to the same issue. You know, we want to look at government, but I guess the press is. I guess my confidence in the public. Understanding, because when I see some of these special interest groups who will opine on this, I hear what they say and where they come from. I have to admit, the general public, I just don't think, you know, selling county land as surplus property, should that be the board, the counties? I just don't get it. Let me put another idea on the table. Phil talked about a focus, you know, when citizens were given something, it's easy to understand. Strong mayor, weak mayor, go discuss it, have hearings, a little more focus. Suppose we start with a joint legislative, county executive task force with members of the board administration, maybe outside members, but a focus. If the board and the county executives, if you know, we should know what county government does and what it should do, what it shouldn't do. And as a starter, we put together a joint task force. It lasts 3, 4, 5, 6 months or whatever, with or without outsiders. And at the end of that time period, to your point, there's a recommendations that then can go out to the public. Here's what we're recommending. Here's why we're recommending it. And maybe at that point, the task force maybe does want to sell, if you will. You either put it without selling or say, we've spent 6 months and, you know, now we want to get the public's view. Do you agree or disagree? Ultimately going to referendums, whatever it has to. But I guess my concern is if we just, and I got a very good guy in my district, I'm ready to put on, when Bill first came out with this, oh, I know just who to put on. He's a former president and CEO of a major, major financial institute. Very conservative. You know, if he could shut down county government, he would. But, you know, he's got a lot of opinions, a lot of good ideas. But we go out to the public. My concern is they really don't know. We'll spend 6 months. We try to educate that compensation panel about what we do and why we do it. Didn't work. Even for a year, 6 months, a year. I mean, if you want them to really go through the charter, really make it more efficient. And more, I got to be honest with you. I don't buy it. I don't know, we'll get the interest groups, certain, very vocal, very, you know, we know, they'll be out at the public hearings, they'll lay out, here's what we want, you know, go from 17 to 8, and do it. I mean, whatever it's going to be, and they'll come out and be very vocal, and they'll say, that's, now, go vote on that. So again, not to belabor the point, if we, you know, if we feel after 7 years something should happen, I just like to suggest, and I just thought about it, so I have to think about it myself, but a joint task force with the county executive. There'll be plenty of interactions just with those two groups and kind of see where we're going. Or we can end up with one recommendation, county executive, no county executive. If it's open-ended, which is what this is open-ended, I mean, I just don't know how the public is going to come up with it. They'll miss half the chart. They won't even read it. They won't understand it, and they'll just kind of skip those seven chapters. We should go page by page by page. What should be changed? What should, and why or why not? This joint, and then go to the public, like some judges go back 2 years after appointed, and do we deserve to be in? And really lay out a whole thing. And then I think we can know that the entire charter, page by page, has been looked at, does need to be updated or not be updated. Whether, you know, because I keep getting called that, you know, charges for booting should be raised after 25 years. I mean, page by page, go to it. And then go out to the public. If we go out to the public first, I don't know what we're going to get back, but I have a little confidence in it.
So what's the difference between the joint task force and the committee that...
Well, it's a little more joint. With all due respect, there's 17 people picked by all of us, and they're just...
But so you're not proposing anything different other than a different composition.
Well, but focus, and this task force of the two branches of government create a document after 6 months. But it's more, much more... but it's our document. I mean, it's a joint task force, but it's... It's we as a board of legislators.
Is the task force going to be citizens? Is it going to be?
No, well, it could. It could be. I don't know. It could be just staff of the board and staff up there. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, thinking,
but it's a task force of these two branches of government.
Right.
Create that focus, whether it's one issue or 19 issues or 38 changes, and then go to the public, which some that the public can read it. Open-ended to the public, we'll say, well, they didn't, just like the panel, with all due respect to this compensation panel, I can say, I think they missed it completely after 5 months. Totally missed it. We'll spend a year, and they'll come back, and they looked at something in page 7, we should change that, and looked at something page 98, we agree we should change that, and that's it. After a year's work, that's it. But, I mean, I'm saying, so we can have a charge. We really need to turn page by page. Maybe there'll be no changes. But at least we know that whether it's us and the county executive sitting in a room, or our staffs, or some outside people we either pay to bring in, or just legal room voters, but we'll create it. And then we know there's something out there, and then you go out to the public. It's just an alternative approach.
I think last comment, where maybe even the legal women voters, that's when you start to take the step over to the public. I would endorse my friend's plan if we're talking today about the parallel track.
Yeah.
While something is going on, what are the two major branches of government that run this place? What are they doing? And if it was a joint executive legislative task force on efficiency, savings, and the like, if we were going to do that and we were going to use either Rob or the deputy or actual legislators or the staff upstairs or our staff, we're talking about an answer to the question, during this period of time, what is government doing to attack the same issue? And so my point from the beginning has been, this is something that we're doing. We even have additional new evidence of it this year with the establishment of a committee devoted to operations, efficiency, and savings. So we have that. We have a county executive who's committed to taking a look and seeing where things can change. This does not satisfy their being fully engaged and involved or our being fully engaged and involved. This satisfies the need for the public to have an opportunity to come together as the public, not in our direction, not under our thumb, the way they have always done down through the years. They come together and they sit and decide what is important to them. It could very well be that after a year they present very little or they present a lot, but it was their opportunity to do it. Right? And we never had any expectation that you'll do it so we don't have to. And I mentioned weeks ago that what we do is on a parallel track and it isn't meant to replace their efforts. Are they as knowledgeable as we are at this point in our careers as legislators? No, of course not. But in fairness, there are people out there that are very good, that have a point of view, that would be given the opportunity to express it. They may. They're given the opportunity to be engaged. They may. But the point is that to limit them to, we're not going to call you forward some week to hear about our work. I think that's one of the problems going on here. There's a complaint that government and its officials at all levels isn't getting the job done for people. And so we have an opportunity to say to the public here, this is a vehicle that you run, that you put the time and effort into. And as I've said from the beginning, it's not the dominant piece. It complements anything else that goes on, especially the stuff that where we would reach an agreement with the executive to make changes. That just complements this. I also think that it allows for some discussion on some of the major questions that are out there. You know, who better than a citizen panel to come back and say to its citizens, no, actually, this is a pretty darn important operation. It's just the county legislators thought. No, actually it wasn't. That's Astorino's take. No, it wasn't. This was a rather large group of people across Westchester who had a chance to look into some things. And believe me, I don't think any of us, certainly me, when I put this forward, I have no expectation of them going top to bottom through that charter. I have no expectation. I don't believe they would be able to do that. But that's not an expectation I have from them. But they're free to look at whatever they want. Maybe they want to look at, you know, we heard that somewhere there are advantages to having a county controller. Well, we don't have one. So let them look into that. Let them look at the who are the resource people available to bring in to talk about that. Maybe yes, maybe no. There are, as we know better than anybody, a large part of our budget involves functions that are concerned with the delivery of discretionary services, not mandated services, discretionary services. It is a big ticket area. Let the public talk about how important are these to us today. And if we decide that some are important, who best to deliver them? should we take them from the county? Because they're the ones that step in. Our localities usually don't have the resources to get us there. Should we take these from the county and let the localities do it if they can? Or is this an area where really we should do a lot more centralization and let the county do more? And the weak efforts done by some of the localities in these areas, let them kind of jettison those and let the county include it in its centralized operation. There are so many different things they could look at. Will they get from everything A to Z? No, I don't think so. But I do believe that they deserve an opportunity, as it is their government and it is their charter, to weigh in on it. There are things that they will not understand. There are things that today the people around this table still don't understand. And that it's the same in every legislative body. They will understand less than we do. But at least they can decide, who do we talk to understand this better? We'd like to make a recommendation here. I'd say let them do it.
Let me just try to sum up some of the different threads that have been woven here as this meeting went on, which I think has been a helpful discussion. First of all, coming back to the law that Stacy cited, Section 33, it is three choices. The Board of Supervisors, by resolution, may provide that a draft of a proposed county charter or an amendment or repeal shall be prepared under its supervision, the supervision of an officer or committee of the board, or by a charter commission appointed by or pursuant to such resolution. So there are three choices. Bill's choice, Marty, your choice is more, would be a supervision of an officer or committee of the board, committee of the board, you propose it jointly. So there are several different ways to go.
Should that Board of Supervisors be applicable, since there is no Board
of
Supervisors?
No, no, the charter reads, wherever you use Board of Supervisors, the county board.
So it's, thank you.
Well, why don't we do this? In the interest of moving this along.
Let me just finish. And then it's interesting because there was the consolidation bill that passed last year that Andrew Cuomo proposed actually added some provisions to the county charter law that allows the county to take some functions from other governments and assume them in the county. I think did you take that one? It's interesting. This became effective March 21st, 2010.
Didn't my son send it?
Yeah, subject to restrictions in the Constitution, the Board of Supervisors may by local law transfer functions or duties of the county or of the cities, towns, and village districts or other units wholly contained in the county to each other. But when we talk about the charter, to just back up a second, and I think Bill confirmed it, we're talking about the organization of the government and the departments, not all the local laws.
Right.
We have a project going on with four PACE law interns looking at a lot of the local laws and what's obsolete, what's not obsolete, how's it being enforced. And in a few weeks, they'll be coming here to present their conclusions, and we can discuss them. So I think we're really focused on the organization.
That's a very important point. If you're saying, in fact, there is some focus, organization, how many departments should there be? I mean, if you
the more
focus you are, then I can begin to understand
so
it.
I think what we need to do is look at whether we,
because the Bill's memo is pretty efficiency. It's pretty open.
I just want to suggest three things. One is we look more closely at the membership and whether people agree with this approach or would propose some other form of membership of this committee. I kind of agree with Bill that, this should be the people's committee in a sense. People who are not, and the way this is set up, there's an opportunity to appoint knowledgeable people like representatives of the League of Women Voters and the Municipal Officials Association, so they're part of this committee. I still have a question about 17 appointments from each legislator, mm-hmm. whether we need that, but let's try to focus on that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I haven't said anything. I've been busy listening. It seems to me that there's an educational component here that maybe should preface this whole effort.
We're going to get to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, Bill brought in PACE. I think maybe if they did some sort of orientation to county government, maybe three or four sessions to get this committee started, that would sort of give people some basic knowledge about what government, county responsibilities are, the new legislation, the new proposals put forth by the AG, and all of that, so they could get to, after, say, three or four sessions, they could get to the business of really looking at the charter and making meaningful suggestions and changes.
But that's why I think you'd bring the Michalian Institute in to give a primer
to whoever
the committee is.
Right.
The second thing I think we need to focus on, and this is to Legislator Rogowski's point, is the duties and responsibilities and whether it needs to be more focused.
Right.
Let's give consideration. And the third point, I kind of agree with Legislator Burton and Harcum that once we agree on a proposal, that maybe it's worth floating it out there and getting some reaction. I think it's helpful, and you get
an early read as to
So those are three things I think we ought to think about, and we'll put this on again. I know, Bill, you're anxious to get this moving, but I think this discussion has been helpful to kind of focus people.
Yeah,
and it's moved me along. I wasn't sure if I agreed with this. I'm starting to think this is a good idea. So
yeah, I think there's just as good a chance that we have a commission that contains quite a few good people that lead it to a point where they are able to report back to us with some valuable information. There's just as good a chance of doing that as not. And the other thing is, I do really believe, I don't think we've arrived at a point where all of this kind of thing we take from the public because we're just not confident that they know or understand enough. There's evidence, believe me, there's evidence that every single day that there are people out there in the public that don't know enough. There's evidence every day that government officials don't know what the hell they're doing or don't know enough. Or the business community, or people in education. There's evidence every day. But to me, that's not good enough to deny them the opportunity to weigh in on their government, their charter, especially during these times when they seem to be suggesting that things have to happen. I don't believe any of them really want to have things happen that will make the situation worse. We are not going to allow things to happen where we would feel it would make the situation worse. But I'm not afraid to go out there and get a collection of good people with the possibility of bringing some good ideas to us to let that opportunity pass by. The only thing that I would caution us on is we can study this thing till the cows come home. I think that one of the things, when I use the word charter revision, I thought it was understood that people knew that we were talking about the county's plan. The charter is its plan of operation, what is provided for, the component parts. That's what the charter lays out. The suggestion that the charter would be revised, amended, or changed, to me meant the plan of operation, the organization of these things might be subject to modification, amendment, and change. And so that clearly has been the focus. And in reading the original memo I put out on this in December, it's clear it's always been the target. The minutiae, I don't expect that they would get to. We have a hard enough time getting to.
Well, we'd educate. It'd be educated. As Legislator Williams said, you bring in some people, educate them about how the county's organized.
Let's just make one final point. First, once this goes out, I mean, I could assume they wouldn't, but you can't say, oh, you're overstepping your bounds. Once it goes out, they do whatever they want. But
it seems to come back to the county board.
Oh, yeah, no. But I'm saying you can't say, oh, don't look at that. If they want to look at it, they're going to look at it. I think maybe Bill misunderstood. You can have this joint task force spend 6 months, but once those recommendations, then it all goes out to the public. It can take months of hearings, and they can say, oh, no, we'd rather see that. I mean, the same public airing and public input and involvement, I mean, I'm not saying one for the other. I'm just giving the public something to focus on that their government has put out there. They could advise or recommend we change it all around, go back. So it's been 70 years. It could be 71 or 72 years. If this process takes a little bit longer, if there's a six-month joint task force, at least we know we're working together. And then you can take the year. I mean, timing-wise, I'm not that troubled. 7 years, 72 years. But I want to make sure when the public does opine that they really have something to opine on. And I would go through as much or more, whatever public input Bill's anticipating, it's all there. It's just that there's something that they could start with and totally throw it out and give us opinions on other stuff. I mean, it doesn't exclude anything, doesn't stop anything, totally public, but it starts from a premise that their government's putting something out there to, now you can discuss that, tear it apart, whatever. So that's all. I don't want to make sure it's, mine's not a private inside thing and his proposal is an outside thing.
Okay. So this is where we are, I think. Tell me if I'm wrong. First of all, Stacey, can you guys just summarize for all the members of the committee the provisions in Section 33 of the Municipal Home Rule Law about changing the county charter and, you know, what the requirements are, what the options are? Because I just read it, but they should have it in writing.
Oh, to write
it?
Yeah,
you know, just like a short memo.
I'll tell you why I'm going to do it right now. It's more than just the 33, though.
Yeah.
Because there's the 24.
Right, right. So can you just pull it all together, please, so we have it an easy reference point. And then let's just, can you make a copy of this so you could see what was discussed last time about what proposed county charter and revisions would be proposed, so we know. Be interested to see what came.
Is that from 7 years ago?
No, this is from
85?
92. And then there's this one, which has a section on Westchester County.
Who generated that one, John? What's up?
This is all Westchester 2000. Okay. I mean, they were around for a while.
Can I, just say something? Yeah. The last time that Westchester had a charter revision commission was back in 1986.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't have a copy of their report.
Yeah.
Were we able to find one?
But that's,
so that's not this. This
that's
is
the
this
last
is
time
five.
The county had an actual charter revision.
Yeah, that's Westchester 2000.
How fast is
it? I think that was...
Can you circulate that so we can see how it was set up last time at least?
Yeah, we'll get you the app.
Thank you.
This is the task force report. I'm not sure this was the Westchester 2000.
Right, but at least the format, how it was formed.
Word was that was put together for a specific purpose so that a report could be generated and then not acted on.
Really?
Yeah.
And now let's focus on the composition and whatever people's reactions to Bill's proposal, whether it should be modified to the list of functions and whether it should be more focused or not. And three, whether once we have a proposal, we should air it and let people react to it. Mm-hmm. And that's on. Now, for the next meeting, Melanie, we, since everybody knows what to expect next week, we will have a lot of assessors and tax receivers in who have reacted to your and Tom's proposal. They will be here in full force.
Mostly
and, you will respond
which
to their
proposal. Is this eminent domain?
The tax.
That's tax, and we're also doing eminent domain.
And we're doing eminent domain.
Doing so two of them one day?
Yeah, it's going to be not exciting.
On me. God bless you.
We're asking the county attorney to be prepared to appoint, particularly on the tax.
Yes, you can say anything, anytime.
The tax proposal.
Right.
We did not prepare it.
I know you did. Tom
and
did.
So
can we send them a copy so they can look at it? Maybe if
this was the collection of taxes, two parts, the second part.
Like whether we have the power even to do it.
They're assessed
10%. Well, but there are other issues having to do with the state
and
law.
I just wanted
that's
the
structure
legislation?
Of the county charter, which
the state gave us the legislation. The state passed that legislation.
To the point
but I tried to get it where it would be just extenuating.
Can we get it right?
No. We need to hear from them first, I think.
Right,
we get into big trouble if we start going elsewhere.
Is it starting?
So can you have something for us next week?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And
I
will be here at 3 o'clock.
Oral is fine. I'll take oral.
So we might get started right away rather than
sure.
Yeah,
and then eminent domain, we already gave you some things to look at there. Right. On those sections of the Municipal Home Rule Law, what we have the power to do or not.
Oh, yeah, I got to do it.
Any other questions?
What are we doing in the environment?
Gear task force.
Excuse me. Time out. He's gone though.
Sometimes we go through.
Yeah, what was the focus?
But the focus was essentially
strong.
Right.
And they never
come. But there weren't boundaries here.
Right.
Commission was empowered to really intake any ideas that occurred during their deliberations or meetings with the public. You asked them to have it before the City Council. I don't think it went before the City Council, but, you know, it was 25 years ago. I'm not sure that it had to.
Well, yeah, it's sure different here. We have any changes in the charter have to go before the Board of Legislators. That's in the charter.
But so we don't. But if the changes came to the Board of Legislators,
it sure he is.
Well, no, the commission have to write some on the referendum.
No, they'd have to come through the county board unless they went and got a petition, right? 10% of the vote.
They can do it.
We did.
Oh, you did. What did you guys do?
We voted it out.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's fine. Mr. Nunziata,
and before we... And Carrie Orsano
yes,
at all?
I've been listening with really careful attention to what you've been saying. As a somewhat educated person regarding the county charter, the last time I went through the physical county charter was when I was with the planning department.
Right.
And I think that whatever you do, I'd have to go back to, I think, Legislator Williams said was, whatever you do, it will be all to the point to educate the Westchester electorate on the charter. If for no other reason, this results in a user-friendly format for the county charter online, which I don't know it exists. I don't know if you can kind of slice and dice it with ease. But I would say that it's all to the point of educating the electorate, getting their input. And but I think most people think, if you said, what's the county charter, they think it's a taxing service.
Some people who work for the county government do not know what the county charter is either.
Sure.
Motion to adjourn. Do we have any other items? No. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All right.
Now that we've thought about
it. I'm not sure we can get everything
in. Listen, come back. Listen, I can't go such good things. If they were doing this, you would go back and say, county's doing great. That'd be great.
I'm not sure.
I don't want that.
I know you are.